Yo.
How you doing? And we are back with another episode of Outside the Norm. What's going on, family?
Sup, sup?
Hey, guys.
So, you know what we do. We check in. What's going on? You good?
I'm undecided.
Okay. That's okay.
I'm because undecided.
Undecided how you feel?
Yeah.
Okay. Do tell.
I mean, well, we're going live. Hey, friends. Hey, Instagram. Instagram, not paying us. Hi, everybody.
Why are you so formal? Like, I don't understand it. Like, don't do that now.
I said the camera's not here. I didn't know. I don't know how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, niggas want to be cordial when we go live. Well, you look nice.
Thank you.
Let me compliment you.
I tried.
Black woman.
Right. I got my dirty Converse on. Black what?
Unk knows. Don't worry. Go ahead. Go tell you. Got your dirty Converse on.
Yes. Would you like to hear? Well, I don't know if we should get into this yet.
That's what we're here.
This is what we're here.
We
don't worry about us. We're good.
Yeah, we're all good.
We're good.
Okay. All right. So
we'll donate that time to the podcast.
Yeah, we over that. You good?
I'm good.
I'm
let's
good.
Go. All right, let's go. Shits.
All right. We got to introduce ourselves. Okay. If you know, I think that we should do this. This is one of the few times we've gone live. We've never gone live on, you know.
Outside of yes, we have.
Charm City Mavens.
Oh, not your page. Oh, my bad.
Okay. Oh, I see. It's the rollout episode.
It's her show now. Gotcha. It's her show this time.
Gotcha.
Say less.
All right. Gotcha.
Say less.
Yeah.
So get a ring light on the hat.
Hey, everybody. This
and,
is
and the light anymore.
Right.
This is the podcast.
Wow.
Formerly known as Outside the Norm. You know how like when they do like a weird episode, like they do like a special episode, they like cross out like whatever the name is, and then they plaster something else
Mr.
on
Black.
It. Yeah. So this is like Outside the Norm with KDOT with Charm City Maven. So this is me. We're going live. But now we're going to, I guess, introduce ourselves for real.
I'm Unk C.
I guess who I am. Notorious Norm. Can you guess what part I play in this podcast? If you can, you let me know. Post it on the... But since I've been bitched today...
this is how we start.
Yes. Charm City Maven, you are...
I am what?
This is you cross minds out, this is now your show.
I'm just gonna drink my water. I didn't really think of the name of it.
No.
If it was my podcast.
No.
Oh.
We're here now.
Okay. Well,
we getting into it. We told you we good.
Yeah.
What would I name my podcast?
I thought you said it was Aliens and
Aliens in my love language, right? Yes.
I'm a good friend.
Got to dating in the fourth dimension. That would be the name of my podcast, but
we wouldn't be on there. She wouldn't invite us.
Right.
Yes, I would. Absolutely, I would.
You'd have 3 minutes.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, no, if it was my podcast, yes, it would be, you know, the guide to dating in the fourth dimension.
So are you saying we're not good enough for you?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Niggas take 1 week off.
It's not a yes.
Niggas take 1 week off.
It's not a yes.
You see how they do?
Can we get into the fact that I'm an old lady and I turn 36 next week?
36?
Really?
Yes.
You're going to look a day over 27.
There you go.
Oh.
I was going to say 25.
Look at the love. See? Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Come on.
I'll be in LA next week.
Yeah.
And put my only mission is to put my feet in the sand.
Which beach? Venice Beach?
That should be.
I'm not exactly sure, but you know.
Just a beach.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Flying yourself out this time, right?
I am flying myself out.
Oh, independence. Oh,
look at her. Yes. Growing up.
Look at that. Book my own hotel too.
Is it a Trump hotel?
Ooh.
No, it is not.
Sure.
Sir.
Oh, okay. I don't forget shit.
You know what? We about to cut this live.
Don't shoot at the if you gonna shoot at the crown.
Right now.
Shoot at the king. Make sure you don't miss.
Right. Don't fucking right. miss, baby.
Okay. All right. Let's get to business.
All right. Let's get to it.
All right. So.
Come on.
Go ahead.
What's our first topic? It's going to be speed round robin, freestyle,
whatever. We're freestyling.
So what's our
especially
first
topic? Especially because we on Charm City Maven page. We're going to freestyle it, ladies.
Yeah,
you got
to drive the bus.
You know what I mean? No, she already gave us the keys.
Yeah, I said I'm not driving.
She just want to be a passenger shit, even though it's her shit, right?
Right.
X us out, but make us do the work.
Wherever we end up, blame yourself.
Hey, man. All right.
I can rock with it.
I told y'all.
I mean, the Maven is an expert on anything, so I mean, really.
The narcissism coming out early.
Here we go.
Early. Early in the fucking podcast.
All right, we at 501. Let's get to some shit. I don't care what the shit is.
I told you, I want to address the Stop Asian Hate shit.
Go. 2 minutes. Start now.
Why is it that they always want black people to be the poster child for every other fucking minority community and try to help, like we, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo. And then this is the thing. Then they trying to paint it like it's us doing shit against the Asian people. I'm like, yo, Asian people been in black neighborhoods for forever.
Do you think we treat Asian people with dignity and respect?
We treat them the way they treat us.
This is one of the few times where we definitely treat them the way they treat us.
I don't know if that's true all the time, because there's been plenty of times where I've gone to a corner store or whatever to get a delicious chicken box or whatever. I get the baggage of another ignorant motherfucker that came.
I'm not disputing that, but there's a lot of okay, and a lot of times where you're in the areas where they are the prevalent people, like the John Hopkins area, they are very rude and nasty. Okay. So is
I've never been.
Yeah, like especially when I live in that area. So speaking from experience, like, but they don't bang with us. Like, think about it.
No, they
like,
get their money and leave. I get that.
But they don't bang. Yeah. Like, so let's make it a crystal clear picture. Right. Like, there's very few far in between. And I know, you know, I'm definitely cool with some Asian people. I grew up with some Asian people in my school. You know, like, we're cool. Like, I have no problem with them. But they also are been embedded and lived in black areas. They didn't come. We're not talking about people that come over and, like even in... They come over, and the way that we are depicted in America is the way that they treat us, even though they don't know nothing about us.
Right. Well, right? Here's the thing. I mean, with the whole Stop Asian Hate, the whole point is that we didn't do shit to them.
We know. Like, it's white supremacy that's fucking with
y'all. It's definitely white supremacy. So the same bad guy that we have is the same bad guy they have.
So are y'all saying it's being deflected toward us? Like, we're supposed to take the line of stopping the hate?
No, like, we're responsible. Like, we don't want hating on them.
No, they're saying that basically we got to play.
No, I'm agreeing with you. No, I don't believe we are hating on them. So how did that narrative start?
That they're asking us to be Captain Save-A-Ho. Like we got to be.
We got
to
save our own people first.
Right.
Oh, well, they're going to have to knock it off in Japan with all that fucking blatant racism there.
Right. And stealing and fucking culture vulturing.
Yeah.
I see it every time I go in the Iron Age. I love it, by the way. Good food. But to be fair, and I'm not, you know, this ain't no, I'm just calling a spade a spade.
Racism.
I'm calling the card a card, right? So we gotta worry about our own people. We got our own fucking problems
But here's actually what the thing is that I don't know who started the whole Stop Asian Hate, but that's what I'm about to say. I'm inclined to say that it's actually not the Asians. I think it's
I
think it was the man.
Another distractionary
another
tactic.
make us be like,
this will get them scrambling. Stop Asian hate.
I honestly think that. Like,
I ain't distracted.
It's diabolical.
As if, you know, like we was
but we had like this is we had like this is the first time this happened in America. Yo, World War II, that shit was going on.
Yeah.
So
I mean, there were internment camps for guys.
I'm just saying, but it wasn't us.
No, I get it.
That's my point.
It
wasn't us.
No, this is all new to me that we were supposed to take on the brunt of the impact for stopping Asian hate.
Let me tell you something I said to one of my friends. I said, yo. And this is how I feel about some minorities, especially, and I'll speak specifically because we're talking about Asian people. Yo, they correlate with more of white supremacy in America than being a minority.
Oh, it's a lot of Asian Republicans.
But even still, like, they look at themselves as, they more want, because the standard in this country is white, so they're more comfortable looking at themselves closer to white people than they looking at themselves closer to being a minority, because we are looked at and cast that as outcast in the community. So why the hell with the people that you, some of you, and not all of them, that you look down upon, even though you love their culture, you love their music, you love whatever the case may be, but you look down on us because you think we're quote-unquote, it's not cool to be associated with us because we have a negative connotation in this country.
Well, I think that's it. I mean, it's a
so why do you expect us to come and save you
when
you don't
even...
Which
is why I'm saying I don't think that they expect us to. I think that this is a narrative that is pushed by the same people who marginalize them.
I'm not saying that. But they also the same people that don't think those people marginalize them. That's my point.
I mean, they don't. So really,
why should I care? That's what I'm asking. For me personally,
no, you shouldn't. And that's fine. They can both peacefully coexist.
Right. I'm just saying. I mean, listen. If they want to get down, they want on outside and work with us. Cool. But if they don't, then
every Stop Asian Hate that comes into the black community, you can't be upset if we go.
I'm just saying. I'm not even.
That doesn't make us hate you. It just means.
I ain't got no hate. I'm just saying, like, but I recognize all the parts of it. It's not like I'm gonna go out here risking my life for y'all when y'all don't even, half of y'all don't even bang with us at all. Not even at a, don't even want to talk to us on a surface level for the most part.
Now, what I'm not a fan of is people taking isolated incidents
and making it like
blanket statements. And that goes for blacks against Asians, Asians against black, whatever. Yeah. I just ain't a fan of that at all.
Well, that's something that happens in all facets, right?
Right,
that's the same thing they say about, you know, police violence and all that, you know, whatever. Unfortunately, but we know better than that. We know better than that. That happens more often than what is, quote unquote, isolated incidents. It's just now shit is being caught up.
Time.
But, all right, bet.
What's the next
episode? That's it.
Oh, wait.
5 minutes.
That's how it goes. We actually, doubled
it. Maybe you should explain that a
little bit. We actually doubled it. It's usually like a two to 3 minute, whatever. Yeah.
But we did five. We do five.
Rant, and then you move on to the next subject. Yeah. Bang, 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 bang.
I see.
Yeah.
You try to cram as much content
as you can.
Much, there you go.
Oh, you try to cram in as much hot takes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily hot takes. Not necessarily hot takes.
Okay. Yeah,
there will be some.
Oh, for sure.
There will be some.
For sure.
But, you know, I feel like we should go back to kind of briefly touch on what you tried to get at us last week. You know, I don't like that.
What did I say?
She was trying to put us. You see how she tried to put us on front? She said, "What about you, men? What do you guys
every
week?" No, it's not every week. No, it's not. Sometimes
and y'all
she,
kept on derailing the conversation.
We didn't
y'all
how did we derail the conversation?
Men. Y'all wanted to get back to what women was doing.
But y'all never. But you never answered the question.
Because it wasn't about what we do wrong. It was about y'all.
We answered all your questions though.
No. We definitively answered them.
Definitively.
You can't get upset if the definitive answer includes y'all.
I don't,
it ain't just us.
I don't think.
It's two people.
But we're not
situation.
Talking about it being a two-way street. We're talking about the shit that y'all do.
And I said.
We
acknowledged it and said the
truth. Even went so far as say we make bad decisions. We get the wrong women.
I highlighted all that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all definitely make the wrong decisions.
To which it apparently was not heard
that's,
by
I think
you
that's all we need to know on the subject.
So it's
and
just us.
Make the wrong decisions.
Well,
and it's well, no, always
and,
that,
and that's fine.
FYI, leave y'all motherfuckers alone.
but then we can go back to what do
you want to.
What do women want?
What do women want?
What do you want from that?
Everything.
That's the problem.
That's unrealistic.
Is it though?
It is. Yeah. It's absolutely unrealistic. It's unrealistic for either men or women to want everything.
That means perfection.
You can't have it. And y'all park there and feel like that's a valid parking spot. It's not.
No, they just want all the benefits.
So I mentioned this quote.
But you can have all the benefits. You won't put in all the work.
No. I mentioned this quote earlier in another social media platform.
You always stay. There you go.
Here we go.
This, yo, we about to get, you know what? This loyal, yo. She disloyal.
But the quote that I mentioned on there is that we need to stop thinking about things as they are. Rather than instead, we should think about
how they should be,
what they could be.
Okay.
So,
and to that
yeah, for optimistic.
Point right. counterpoint or uh-huh. point counterpoint, I will say this: I am damn near 50.
Mm-hmm.
The same issues that
30.
People. Thank you, I appreciate you.
Yeah. My man, be working out.
thank you. Thank
don't you plug them.
Oh, you but it works. the same issues that 50-year-olds before me and 50-year-olds before them and 50-year-olds before them and so on and so on and so on are the same issues that I'm having. So I would ask, why do you think it's advantageous to believe in a pipe dream when we can't even get past this particular point?
I think that we have to change our mindset. I think oftentimes we are focusing on what the problems are versus trying to figure out the solution.
We try to get, but when you try to give solutions and it's not being receptive, then what does it matter?
Right. We give solutions and potential solutions, and it's met with, but I want it all. It's like,
well, right. I want it my way.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if I give the answer, and if I actually am not being facetious and still say that I want it all, what I'm saying is that, all right, you say you want it all. Let's figure out a way to make that happen.
You're an anomaly.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're also, are you going to, so here's the difference.
You need
though.
To go forth and multiply your mindset.
Are you going to yield, though?
Among your
sister.
It's a yin and yang thing. There going to be moments where both of you guys got to yield to get to that point.
Right, right. And so it's often met with that response.
There you go.
Like,
and this is why we're still having the continuation. Hey,
and when he hits 50, he'll be going through the same shit that I'm going through.
Listen, I plan on not. Fuck him.
You just going to opt out.
I plan on. Man, listen. It's not. Listen, I got enough gray hair, yo. I deal with feminine energy a lot.
A lot.
Sounds like you like it. You like us.
I love y'all, but we I don't like you motherfuckers all the time. That's be to be fair. I cherish y'all, but man, I like y'all motherfuckers all the time.
And honestly, that's usually the case with things that you cherish.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I've heard that often. I'm trying to decide if that is probably maybe the most toxic statement that a person could say.
Which someone cherishes you?
No, the whole thing like, I love you, but I don't like you. Like, the fuck you mean you don't like me?
I don't like you all the time. Yeah. I love you. Yeah. I try to love you all the time, as but I don't like you all the time. And that's unrealistic.
I get it.
That's still realistic.
Don't like me.
No.
Me,
you're going to do something I don't like.
Maybe okay, I'm going to do something that you don't like.
Or you're going to be a person that I don't like in a moment. Like, you're going to be stubborn.
Like, maybe you don't like the behavior, but you're not going to stop not liking me.
But isn't the behavior the ABCs of you?
Right.
No.
So if you're a stubborn.
It's not the deoxyribonucleic acid DNA of you.
Facts. No. If you're stubborn, right? And that's who you are.
Come on.
Listen. If you're stubborn, that's who you are.
Right.
I would never tell. Okay, I'm thinking about it from, I guess, a paternal instinct. Like, I would never tell my child, like, I don't like you sometimes. Like, the fuck?
Why are you lying to him, though?
Yeah.
That would if not be a lie.
That is a lie. You like your kids all the time.
100% of the
all
time.
All the time.
All day, every
even
day.
Even when they get on your nerves, even when they do trifling or dumb shit, you like them all the time.
Because all children do that.
Yes.
Children can certainly be annoying. I could certainly not like their behavior, but I've never crossed the threshold mentally to say, like, I don't bang with my kids.
I think we're splitting
hairs.
Like,
I don't like them.
Yeah, we definitely.
I mean, we are splitting hairs, but I think that point, to me, at least, I think that point is intentional. Because to me, when you say that, it's like something inherently wrong with me as a person for you to say, like, you don't like me.
But that could be true. Flawed.
But that could be true.
I mean, we can recognize that we're all flawed.
Do you not think you're flawed?
But I don't think my kid don't like me all the time. So I'm okay with that.
I suppose I am.
Oh.
They're going to narcissist again.
I suppose I am.
I'm about to call you Lex Luger out this month.
Yeah, no shit.
God damn. No,
I'm working on my self-awareness.
Keep doing that. Mm-hmm. So, I'm being real with you. Like, my son, I know he don't like me all the time. And I'm okay with that. Like, yeah. I'm not always a likable person.
You're not supposed to.
That's fine.
If your child likes you all the time, you're fucking up.
See, right. Even me, when my children, I don't think I'd be like, oh, they don't like me right now. I think, I recognize that they're unhappy with me, yeah. I say, like, so, you know, like, you're not happy with me right now. And give them the opportunity to express why it is that they're not happy with me. But they, like, not like me. Like, no.
Is that not one and the same?
To me, it's not one and the same.
Okay.
But let me tell you what I did with my kids today.
Okay. Are we segmenting into it?
Time.
Yes.
Next subject.
Kids.
All right. So.
Your kids.
Oh, my kids.
Go ahead.
So, my children, my precious children, Ariel and Atlas, they have decided. Well, actually, I'll set it up how it actually happened.
Here we go.
So I was doing something.
They decided.
And I was like, shit. Like, I don't know. Like, if something happened, I was just like, shit. And so my son was like, Mom, why do adults say bad words? And I was like, well, I don't know. Because they can.
That would be my response.
Shut up, Nick.
And so I was like, is there a particular curse word that you would like to say? And, like, it took him a minute. Like, he was like,
because he won't get his money's worth.
Like, yeah. I'm like, well, like, which one is it? And at first he was like, I don't know. Like, being
he knew.
Right.
Oh, he definitely
he
knew.
Definitely
it was in the
knew.
Chamber.
He thought of him. He said, one day I'm going to say shit.
Oh, I think he went for
shit
the big dog.
Shit is his word. That's the word that he wanted.
He said it before. He said it before another time. Remember, you was like, don't say that. Yeah.
You wasted
shit,
your
shit
shot.
Shit is the word that he... I said, you know what, guys? I said, you each get a word that y'all can say. If that's the word that you want to say, you know, this is the house word. You won't get in trouble. They were never going to get in trouble anyway. I really don't care. But it was more of like a unsaid rule that I would prefer that you don't say curse words. But now I've given them like carte blanche. Like, this is the word that you have.
You got one.
You have a right to say.
Everybody gets one.
Right. So shit is the word that he decided on. We shook it on and everything.
Waste
my daughter said that she wants to say fuck.
It's strong, but.
It was a bit strong. Like, I was like, that's the one. Like, that was the one that hit
she
me.
Didn't, look, she didn't. She didn't. She older.
Right. She's older. Like,
should have went with motherfucker. It's so much more versatile.
No, because apparently she wants to say what the fuck.
Yeah.
You could say what the motherfucker.
No, people be like, "What the fuck?
What
like,
the fuck is that?"
It's like, just, so it's just it was, piling on.
And fuck what you, fuck what you, fuck you talking about? Right. Fuck what you mean? Fuck so, you? It's whatever, a lot of fucks you got, that you can
but
use.
But she something also happens. Was like, "Should I say this? Should I not?" And I'm like, "Yo, tell me what is the word that you want
to
say?"
She was trying to set up for a whole line,
right?
So, right. So fuck is the word she want to say.
Oh, you good?
Fuck it.
So now.
That's why. Listen, fuck can be used very, very. Yeah.
It can. It definitely
That's a good
can.
One. I'm not mad at that choice. I probably would have used fuck.
I'm going.
But if you, to know my daughter, that's like, you would think that she's like this, okay. this sweet okay. child and yeah. everything. Like, and that would not be the word that she would necessarily yeah. gravitate to.
You know she, yeah.
But that's the word that she wants. So that's the word that she got.
Definitely a fuck.
So, you know, we have some rules around it. Like, obviously, you can't say it at school. You know, you probably shouldn't say it around, mm-hmm. you know.
Your grandparents?
Mm-hmm. No, well, not my parents. It wouldn't be, like, I would just be like, well, I told them they could use that word. So, you're going to have to take it up with me.
It's a lot of colonizing in this family.
So,
right.
What you mean?
Go ahead. Continue. My bad.
Y'all, listen. My parents are full-blooded niggas.
I didn't say he wasn't.
Let's just get this straight.
It's a lot of niggotry going on in this household. That's what I'm saying to you.
But yeah, so that's the word that she
you
gets.
You gotta
to
earn
say.
That shit.
So I mean, so I think maybe this is what we should discuss. Like, would you allow or how was profanity dealt with in your household?
I mean, that's pretty easy.
Yeah,
that's not until I got older.
No.
Now, like, me and my mother talk. You think it's two people on the street talking to each other. And that's just because, not like whatever, yeah, but yeah. like having a conversation because, right. but my mother cursed a lot.
My mother curses like a sailor.
Yeah.
Well, so, conversely, mine doesn't. And just about a month or so ago, jovial conversation between her, my aunt, and I.
Yeah.
And a fuck bomb came out. And I'm like, oh, shit. Because I cuss around my aunt.
Yeah.
yeah.
But not around
and,
your mom.
But not around my mom. Right. And I'm like, oh, man. And so the next 7.5 minutes was the apology tour. Yeah. And she was saying, no, I understand. And it kind of took me aback a little because she just doesn't curse.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Why, you're a good person. Why doesn't she?
It's not her thing. Some
you have to ask Karen.
Some things not her thing. No, nah, so that, yeah. But now, no. I mean, nah. You know, it wasn't a thing in my household until I got, I mean, but my.
If you hear my mother curse, run.
That means fast. She's upset.
Run, yeah. duck, do something because the world is about to end. A bomb's about to blow. Damn. Something's about to happen.
I'm not unrealistic. I know my son curse when he's not around me. Just mm-hmm. having enough respect for me until right. you get to a point you old enough to where I'm like, all right, right. I'm going to let it.
Right.
I'll let it rock. Mm-hmm. But right now, nigga, you need to learn other shit besides cursing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I barely curse at him. So,
I barely curse at my kids. Well, I don't actually curse at my kids. But, you know, I barely curse around them. Like, I try my best.
I prepare them for the world.
No, I'm lying. yeah, yeah, I think I was about to lie. Like, they definitely hear me curse, like, in conversation with other people. But do I necessarily curse in conversation with them? No. I definitely don't curse at them, like, in, like, I'm an angry type of situation. I'm going to never do that.
Ever?
No.
Ever?
I don't, well, for
fucking
one, I
full
don't.
Full house mom.
I don't beat my
Everywhere
kids.
You
so.
Look. Everywhere there's a heart.
Like man, I've never threatened to beat their ass like and been serious. Like I've told them like, you know what? I think it's time for beatings. And my daughter's like,
I think it's time for beatings. You gonna telegraph the past? God damn. All right.
I've definitely told like I was like, you know what? I've considered it and I think
I've considered it.
I thought about this hard, long and hard.
I've gone to focus groups.
Yes. I've met feedback. With my peers. I think it's time for me
and the consensus
to put hands
is,
to hind parts.
Yep.
That's how she would fucking say it, right?
The paws.
Put hands to hind parts.
The paws are coming.
Yeah. You know what? Let me get some gloves because I don't want to damage my hands.
See, rewind to the 70s. It was just a smack across the face, and that was the consensus.
That ain't. Nah, I'm fighting parents for that. I ain't play that shit. You know. Don't slap me across my face. That's total disrespect.
But here's the thing.
I would never do that to my kids.
Here's the thing. Different time, different genre, and we knew what boundaries not to cross.
Yeah.
So if you know the rules of the game,
it was like way too many boundaries. Like it was just like such a small box.
But the boundaries were the boundaries. What they
were. That was the time.
So you stay in it, or if you step out, okay, cool. But you know the rules.
You know what
you know the consequences.
Consequences and everything.
Repercussions.
It's everything, yo.
So while we may not agree with it now,
Time. All right, fuck that cursing shit. Next thing.
Fuck them kids.
FTK.
All right, next topic. What you got? You got something? You always got something on your heart.
Yeah. We still going to pass to Dre, Jay-Z, Fabo. Okay. I'm going to keep coming back.
I know,
I'm going to keep coming back because I don't think it gets enough. It don't get enough.
Wait a minute. No. Actually, if you need to fully express it, and I will respond.
Okay. Well, pick one.
I'm out.
Well, no. What's the question? You gotta.
Why do we give them passes? And they have brutally assaulted, brutally physically assaulted women.
Because we don't care about black women. That's the answer.
Nah.
That is absolutely the answer.
We care about black women when other people do it, when people that don't have enough money or we don't shake their ass to every fucking ditty they make. We care then.
We don't care
you
about black
You niggas finally
women.
Canceled R. Kelly. And we've been telling you this shit for 20 fucking years.
But look at how long that took. So I think we don't care about black women. That's one. And two, talent, for some strange reason, almost always supersedes bad behavior. Yeah. Almost always supersedes bad behavior.
It's a good amount of that, yeah.
And you can say that in the most
extreme.
But
why is it so accepted when empirical evidence, empirical proof is given and said, this is what happened. Dee Barnes still can't walk and move correctly because of what Dre did. His wife is coming out and everybody's beating up on her, no pun intended, mm-hmm. saying, okay, why you didn't, all of that shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dog, this nigga is a serial abuser, but he made The Chronic.
I mean, that straight out of Compton movie was pretty good.
So you already know, I don't know why y'all beating around
the
bush.
So that's the reason why, I'm telling you.
I'm being around, I'm going to just be real with you. Power dissolves a lot of shit. Money and power in this country dissolves a lot of shit. That ain't got no, man or woman.
I mean, power, yes. Period. But I think I would say it would
but
be
why
power
do we
and
allow
talent.
It? I mean, we don't ain't nobody chasing down Kiki Y for stabbing her husband up.
I'm just being honest. That pendulum
so
swings both ways.
I'm just
ways.
Saying, being honest. It's a lot, yo,
but see, the problem with that is people will see that and go, well, for so long, the black woman, blah, 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 and they'll give her a pass, and that's not right. That's mm-hmm. not right at all. That's not right.
I'm just saying, I don't agree with what she's saying, talking about we don't care about black women. I'm not.
Well,
go
when
that
she
far.
Says we, she doesn't mean we.
No, she mean men as a whole. She mean black
she
men
meant,
as a whole.
There are a lot of black men that do. There's a lot
I mean,
of black
I wasn't
men
even
women.
Saying it was just black
you mean men.
Men
as a whole.
Men as a whole. So, I mean.
I can't speak for white men.
Yeah, I'm not speaking for white men. I'm disgusted about black men that when presented with the evidence, they just like, well, what she do? If that's your knee-jerk reaction, mm-hmm. nigga, shut the fuck up.
I mean.
I don't know. That's rough. That's edgy. Unruff
it for me.
Okay,
edgy,
yo. Wait.
Explain it.
I'm not. Let me be clear. I'm not giving no passes. But people's experiences also make them look at things a certain way, or whatever they may have experienced and been through may give them a certain lens that they look through and be like,
To bring it back to the children.
Go ahead. I'm just being. That's being.
I get it, but you still know right from wrong.
To bring it back to the children.
You putting a woman in a hospital that's 80 pounds less than you. You know that's wrong.
Okay, so given that same sentiment, which is the same argument that I've had against not beating children, mm-hmm. so you think that most people think that it's okay for a 100-pound, 200-pound person mm-hmm. to beat on a 20-pound. 30-pound, 40-pound defenseless child who doesn't even have a functioning brain yet to decipher, you know, what is wrong. So we unabashedly.
See, now you're jumping into a cultural difference.
No, it's the same exact culture.
Yes, it is.
It's let me,
different.
Let me
define
this.
Beating, though.
Let me finish.
That's also the thing.
No, let her finish.
It's the same culture that agrees that it's okay to put hand to a child mm-hmm. is the same exact culture mm-hmm. that will then agree or ask for what particular circumstances would lead you to put hand on a adult who also is, by comparison, defenseless to a man. It's the same exact thing to me. People often say, well, hitting a child is not that bad, or like a slap is something that's small, but still, if we're dividing, I guess, like what ratios, or if you want to, you know, do a proper comparison in terms of like the impact of like a hit mm-hmm. from an adult to a child, mm-hmm. that would be perhaps similar to the impact, no matter how like small it seems, I guess, from the adult standpoint, mm-hmm. would be similar to from a man to a woman. And I grant you that there are some nuances, but I'm firm in that it's that same cultural idea that spanking children, mm-hmm. physically punishing children, lends itself to think that it's okay to abuse women. If the, because the idea generally is that if you're upset, you have the right and the authority to use your physical will against someone else.
Okay, point, counterpoint. The difference with where I'm coming from, mm-hmm. and I think where you're coming from is, I agree 100% with what you said. If it's just, yakety smackety, blah, 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 and you just beating on a kid. Mm-hmm. In my era, you had to earn that ass whooping. It wasn't a thing of, right. well, you didn't clean up, so now I'm going to give you a whooping. It there was stages and levels to that shit to the point where, all right, now you just being disrespectful, and I'm going to stall you out Facts. A couple times. Facts. And then you run in your mouth, Three you strikes. Got too much lip, this, that, and the third. It, yeah. And for us, for my household, it was to prepare me for the not giving a fuck that the world was going to have for me. And I know you probably hear that a lot, and it may not, and they might chime well with you over there, and that's cool. Mm. However, when you fast forward to you seeing kids in public places literally spitting on their parents, punching their parents, wilding the fuck out on their parents, you know them parents ain't giving no ass whoopings. Because they don't have, there's no.
I don't think that's true. I think that if you see a child that's doing that, they probably have some mental issue.
Okay.
I'm 100% on that.
That's all of probably, them? Everyone, yeah, every single
I'm,
one
I'm
of them.
I'm 100% willing to bet that a child that.
So would you say every parent that has spitting, a whips their child or beats their child has a mental issue?
No, that's not what I said.
No, I'm
that's
asking you, would you say that? No, I'm saying.
No, I would not say that.
Okay.
But I'm saying if you see a child that is reacting wildly out of societal norms or even psychological norms to hit and spit at their own parent, mm-hmm. then something else is definitely the matter. And it usually is a child that is probably autistic, to be honest with you.
Okay. I'm willing to roll with you on that. I'm willing to roll with you on that. However, if I'm willing to roll with you on that, you kind of sort of have to just give me a little bit of space to say for every million of autistic mm-hmm. kids, there are 50 that are just fucking assholes that never got their ass whooped and there's never been a consequence to their actions.
I think they're just going to be assholes. Well, consequences and corporal punishment are two different things.
The corporal punishment is the consequence. Okay. You know what you get when you don't have any corporal punishment or any consequences?
A healthy.
You get Trump.
No.
You get Trump.
That's fair.
You get Trump.
No. That's fair. No, I don't you think get Getz. I don't think you get a narcissist.
You get how the fuck not? Because everything they do is great and congratulated and never disciplined.
Right,
no,
and I'm untouchable.
Well, no, there's discipline and then there's.
What's the discipline? You going to talk to them?
Why they're training you
because they know the only stall out is, all right, I just got to stall her out for 8.5 minutes and I can go do what the fuck I just got through doing. Y'all getting played. Y'all getting carried. Y'all got a handle on y'all back. And that's cool.
I know that I was spanked as a child, but I don't recall the spankings. I'm firm that my little brother and little sister received none. And I can tell you, none of us is fully fleshed out adults. Have ever had any, we don't have bad relationships with other people. We don't have bad relationships mm-hmm. with our parents. And by on all factors that people would normally consider, we are well-functioning adults.
Not saying that both can't exist?
So let me go back to
But we can't keep on making a straw man.
Hold on. Let me go back to what point you was making about the abuse with women and kids.
Hey, I don't make that jump, that direct correlation.
No, I'm just saying. So what about the women who whip their kids? What do you say about them then?
I'm saying that they have experienced abuse themselves. So
what if they haven't?
What if they not?
What if they haven't? Because they exist.
Are you saying, what are you asking me, what about a mother mm-hmm. who was never spanked?
Mm-hmm. That spanks their children.
Yep.
That exists.
Or are you not willing to acknowledge that?
I am willing to acknowledge it my response to that would be because we're within a culture that says that it's okay to penalize your child that way.
The culture but you doesn't not say that.
But are you
the
sure?
The culture definitively
frowns on that apparently because I was
now.
Exactly.
It's definitely changed. It's not the dynamic is not
that
like
that. If we're talking about within the past 30 years, Everybody has always said,
nigga, the child abuse started with us. The child abuse situation, yes, it did. The child abuse call, whatever, started with our generation. It definitely started with our generation. Because they used to have the little shit on the TV. If you feel like you're being abused, this, that, and the third, they had numbers on the TV. It started with our generation.
The acknowledgement of it, yeah.
Yeah, it started with us.
It was going for a while, just
maybe
the acknowledgement.
That was an awareness campaign that hitting your child was abusive. But by and large, both black American families and white American families still spank their children.
Okay.
But I don't want to make this such a heavy conversation. But if we want to believe it,
white
a
American
point,
families
I can,
still spank their
they
children.
They definitely do. I mean, there's a wonderful book called actually I forget the name. Oh, it's called Spare the Kids by Dr. Stacy Patton. She's a professor. Former professor at Morgan State University. Can I say alma mater if I'm a college dropout?
No.
Almost mater.
My almost mater. I went there shit.
So? A lot of niggas went there. Did you finish?
Man, I decided
the delivery guy went there.
That's why you should have got your ass whooped more. You should have finished. The ass whooped would have told you to finish what the fuck you started.
No.
Continue.
Actually, that's one of the situations where I can say, I learned it from you, Dad.
Somebody should have whipped his ass more, too.
Wow. He's also a Morgan State dropout.
Continue. It's down the line. Y'all should have got more ass whippings. Continue.
I mean, I'm pretty sure my dad got smacked.
How you going to be a dropout alumni?
How does that work? I'm a modern. No, nigga.
If they can give honorary doctorates to niggas who never even went to school,
you
got to
make
all
more money.
Is that the answer?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying there is a way.
You can USC
it.
Work
for Diddy.
You can USC it.
I was up there and that nigga was selling exams. And then the next thing I know, this motherfucker got honorary doctorate. Right. I'm like, what the fuck?
But anyway, if anyone is ever interested, if anybody's ever actually interested in, you know, getting some real information and some statistics on it, I don't talk out my ass about it. Like, they actually are documented studies.
I mean, statistics can be swayed whatever way they want to be swayed. You ask the right people, you get the right answers.
Yep. Here we go.
I'm being honest.
But you can.
You ask the right people, you get it. Only statistics that can't be forward just sports statistics because they apply to the point that you or basketball at least.
I am a victim of 70s corporal punishment, and did I implement some of that on my former child? Sure. Was it every other day? No. Was it when he bucked up and damn near tried to swing on me? I'm not gonna talk a motherfucker down. That's not gonna happen.
They're saying that ain't it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You said what?
Someone says I can be an alumnus.
No. And they can't.
But they dropped
wrong
out too.
They're wrong. You know what? Apparently, in this time in century,
I would encourage you to look up the definition of the word.
No.
I can be whatever I want to be. Okay?
Yeah, you can be a table. You can
here
be whatever.
Go.
You can be
here we go.
Whatever
here
the fuck
go
you want to be nowadays in 21st century. That's why the fuck the world is going to shit.
Exactly.
I mean,
just saying.
No, this is what we're not
going
to do.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We going here now.
No. Time.
Yeah, we going here now. Since everybody can be whatever the fuck they want to be, right? Because that's how the fucking world operates.
Well, except accountable.
Right. Except that, right? Yeah.
I'm a cat, so.
You're what?
I'm a cat.
You're a cat?
Yeah.
See, I bet. You act like a fucking cat. Fucking prude.
Cats are not prudes.
Fucking asshole.
Have you ever seen how they lick themselves with that leg? Like all the way.
No, oh, but apparently you've looked at it very, very intensely.
What's wrong with you? Yeah.
Pussy looking
you
pussy.
You got some other shit you want to talk about?
No.
You got some
not
things
today
you want to disclose that we should know?
I'm good.
What type of shit you into?
Have you ever seen? No, I turned my head.
It's like, damn, my leg is up.
Get him niggas some space.
What the fuck? Listen, man. Whatever floats your boat. I ain't mad at you. Fuck that, man. Like, this world, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, yo. It's too many fucking passes in this world. A
lot of bail being shot.
There's too many passes in this world. And that's why everybody are acting. Yo, if I swear, and it's not, this is, I swear people should be able to get punched in the mouth. Period.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
Period.
Because then they know they're a consequence. You can't, in a perfect world, sure. You can talk somebody and be rational and blah, blah, blah. But you always have to manipulate. And this goes back to your theory about we should get rid of money. Okay, but there's always
going to
be.
I'm glad you brought that up.
No, and that's fine. That's cool. We can dig in. There's always going to be some form of currency, and there's always going to be somebody that wants more currency than the other person.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be stones, dollars,
whatever it's going to be,
couch cushions,
whatever we look at, whatever the value,
they're going to want to have more of what the next person has.
Yeah.
Just because. How do you stop that?
Because of privilege. Because I think I should have more.
Well, no, and
idealism, all that.
What's your response to that?
So my response to that is,
yeah, kill him. Well, go ahead.
I'm rolling.
You know what? I actually am pro killing, and I feel bad about that.
Why?
Now you changed up because just a couple.
I'm not pro killing like the masses, but
why?
I think that there should be like a set of ground rules that the collective makes, and some niggas gotta go.
And if you don't, then there's corporal punishment.
No, some people, if we don't have the ability
capital
to,
punishment is where you're going.
I mean, honestly,
definitely going capital. Punishment. It's definitely capital. You jump from corporal to capital.
Exactly. Don't beat them, but killing them is cool.
Get that nigga a needle.
So it gets to be, I mean, this is when we get to the whole dystopian future and everything. Like, can you massage?
Get to.
Can you?
Nigga, have you been outside?
I know, we definitely are there. But no, so I wonder, like, can you actually reform an individual to return back to, you know?
Depends on the individual.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, does it depend on the individual? Is it possible to reform any individual? You know what is a good example of this? In Black Panther, mm-hmm. right? Bucky had to be reformed. Mm-hmm. They had to undo all his programming to to become a killing machine. So if you will allow me, I'm inclined to believe that some of the ideas that we have around what is human nature is actually not human nature, but a programming that we have had that has been indoctrinated into us for a long time, where it's actually not our natural state.
I can say you've been programmed.
Would you be willing to consider that?
No. I'd be willing
using that
to.
As, like, you see that? I think Black Panther is a perfect example. This is a person that was conditioned in that way. So I'm asking you to consider the idea that the masses of us for a long period of time have been programmed and now believe our programming that this is the way that humans are supposed to act. And that's actually not true. So your idea of we'll always want to hoard a resource is something that's innate in humanity. And I don't know that I agree with that.
You don't have to. The numbers are against you.
You don't have to agree
with it. You can believe in this, you know, utopia. And that's wonderful.
Bullshit.
Why
can't I get you to believe it?
Say I believe it. There's 80 kabillion other people that are going to bash my skull in because they want more lint than I have.
All right. Well, I'm asking you right now.
Sure, I'll buy in. I don't have a problem with it.
I'm not.
I'm on the tail end. I have no problem thinking that, yeah, it could happen.
Nope.
Will it happen? This goes back to I'm almost 50. I'm 49. I'm almost 50. There are people that have been almost 50 before me.
Yes.
There are people that are over 50, and they have the same conversation, and it still hasn't happened.
That's why I'm saying.
I mean, we had the 70s. That was supposed to be peace and love.
This is what I'm suggesting, that we have been fed a set of programming that makes us think that this is our true nature, and everybody has bought into that idea.
Okay, point, counterpoint. What if it is? What if you're wrong?
Yeah.
What if I'm wrong?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if it's natural for us to be on the, I look at it as nature. Yeah.
Have you considered that?
Yeah, like, I look at it as nature.
Have
there's always going to be.
I think that I have considered that.
And you just
didn't
like it.
Yeah,
no,
that's pretty
I don't,
much.
I don't like it.
Right, but there's always going to be.
Does that make it? But does
that's
that, okay.
me wrong?
If I have a car and I bend the frame, I don't like that the frame is bent. Doesn't change the fact that the frame is bent.
It does not change the fact.
Well, I don't like it because to me it presents a very dismal future for us.
That's life.
Like if I'm not.
You're born to die.
Facts.
You realize that, right?
That's.
I don't think that we're born to die.
So where are we going?
Okay.
The only two things in life that's certain: taxes and death.
I don't think that we're born to die.
Okay, you'll do shit in between born
die.
And dying, but at,
I think
well,
that we
and,
I think that we will lose. Mm-hmm. I think that at a certain juncture in time, we will lose this physical incompetence. But I don't think we're born
to die.
To die.
Gotcha. If you make a meal, mm-hmm. you've created a delicious meal. What's the end game for that meal?
To eat it.
To be consumed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's now gone away. It's no longer here.
It's not gone. It definitely
it goes in, and neither are we. We feed the place away, but we die. So you're born to eventually meet your end game, which is inevitable, to die.
Let's use the same example, which was like, why do we cook? Or why do we...
No, no. I didn't say why we cook. We cook for sustenance.
Well, no. We cook for a number of things.
Fuck all that.
We definitely cook for a number of things. We could hold on. Because we like cooking.
So you don't think the end game of after you're being born, the clock is starting for you to die?
It definitely is. It's nature, yo.
You don't think that we're not immortal. Hold on. You don't think that as soon as you come out and they smack you on your ass, placenta's cut and all that, that the stopwatch, the clock, starting for you to die. You don't believe that?
It starts ticking. Some shorter than others.
Think about it.
I mean, nothing in only thing life only thing guaranteed is death, for sure.
No, let's
we're gonna die.
I recognize that the flesh is going to transform.
That's fine. I'm not talking about the existential.
Well, if you're not talking about that, then what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you're born to die.
Facts.
I still maintain my
point. Your humanly body is born
to die. Your vessel is going to die. It has an expiration date.
But I don't
think
we're born to die. We're born to
experience. So, okay, name one person besides Christ, if you buy into that. Don't want to offend anybody by saying yay or nay. Name one person that beat that odd, that beat death, that was born and they weren't born to die.
If you really want to go down that route, there definitely is some testimony about people who experience what is called rainbow body, and they actually disintegrate and leave. They don't end. you asked me. I did ask you.
I did ask you. Time.
It's a wonderful.
Let's talk about bonsai trees.
Yo, point blank. Listen, hold on.
There's a wonderful book. It's called The Synchronicity Key.
I've been sitting here listening to y'all.
You have to send me this stuff because I'm not one to just start firing and not fire back without being educated.
Hold on.
This is aliens are my love language. The guide to dating in the fourth dimension.
Listen.
If you'll recall.
Listen what I'm about to say. And I'm going to keep it basic as it's going to be, yo. I love this fantasy world that you live in based on human beings being, you know, we're programmed and all that jazz. Cool. If that's what you believe, that's what you believe. I look at it from a scientific nature, natural level. There's always going
to
be prey.
To quote Norm, numbers can be manipulated.
No, I'm talking about, I said natural science.
Numbers and statistics.
To quote Norm again.
Okay.
Science can be manipulated.
So death is certain, for sure, right? Just like
you don't. There's a question on the floor. You don't believe death is certain?
No.
All right, let me get back to what I was saying. So, point blank period, there's always going to be prey and predator. That is the natural order of life, in my vision and in my opinion.
And the world tends to agree with you.
Right? Because at the end of the day, we all have to eat. We all have to feed. Even if the grass, even if you're vegetarian, vegan.
Bing! Wait. Black Panther. How did we get a new Black Panther? What had to happen before we got a new Black Panther?
He definitely died. His father had to die.
His father did die. He didn't have to die. But he did die.
Didn't have to die?
But he also had to...
He didn't have to die.
He also had to have the strength of the Black Panther. He had to drink the little stuff. The juice.
He didn't have to die?
He did not have to die.
So it could have just been the first Black Panther and cuz is just 147 million years old.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to die.
The original Panther, if you want to actually go back to this movie and you want to start from the beginning, the origin story of it that they show in the movie, it's the Black Panther God. There's no... That God still exists.
But he's not running around driving a Lexus LS500. So...
Yeah.
If you're asking me to concede about whether you have to die, I'm telling you, I'm not going to do it.
Why? When it's right in front of your face. You're a learned woman. You're educated.
Is that supposed to make sense to her?
Well, see, now I think you gaslight me.
I'm not gaslighting you. If you no,
if you're telling me you don't believe in death,
I know that people do die. If that's what you want me to say,
because they weren't strong enough to not die.
No, I'm not saying
they was bitches. You puss ass niggas. You just opted not to die, right, motherfucker?
Check the box, nigga.
Fuck your death, nigga.
Hey, yo,
death is a choice.
Time. What? Time. Time.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Fuck that. Y'all, listen. Y'all, listen. Niggas dying, B.
Niggas die every day,
niggas
B.
Niggas die every day, B.
That's some chicken noodle soup, man. You feel better.
Yeah, right. And the name of my man, Cameron, in the movie, niggas die every day, B.
Die every day, B.
I was not a philosophy major at Morgan State, but I probably should have been.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't somehow had no good job, but you could have been a philosophy major.
Same difference.
I'm just saying. Yeah. All right, what else we got? We got about 10 minutes left. What's up? What you got left?
Shit, I feel like I hogged a lot of stuff up.
I just shut the fuck up and let y'all talk. Because I ain't arguing with her about that shit. Niggas die. Niggas gonna kill. That's just life.
Do we think that women are calling Kevin Samuels just to be embarrassed, just for the clout?
Absolutely. Their follow account goes up at this point.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No, I don't. Actually, no. I don't really think there are some women that definitely
simple enough to actually
value his opinions. Us. Yo, we gotta stop acting like women don't be looking for men for guidance, y'all. We gotta stop acting like that.
Well, y'all act like okay, we can't ask another woman because a woman doesn't know what a man thinks.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, we act like people are on a glutton for punishment. Yeah. Number one. Mm-hmm. We also act like people don't get the fucking answers that they're from other people, but because this person may have some type of clout, the same shit we were talking about, whatever, this person has some type of clout or whatever the case mm-hmm. may be, well, I'm gonna listen to them because millions of people, that's why Instagram and followers and all that shit makes influencing. That's the thing, right? So I don't know if y'all saw the clip. There's one clip where the girl basically.
May I have more Jesus water, please?
Absolutely.
There was one clip where the chick was like, basically, she was like, dude, he was like, do you have a six figure? He was like, do you have a, you know, high value man. She's like, yes. Does he earn at least $10,000 a month? Yes. Does he want to get married? Something. And she was like, he was like, does he have
rise
any kids?
Rise from the dead, brother. He was like, rise from the dead.
Thank you.
We're not doing that. He's like, does he have any kids? No. Do you have a kid? Yes. He loves my daughter. He's like, all right, how long are you on the date? 3 months. He's like, all right. So he said, like, when is the wedding? She was like, well, he said, you can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's like the restaurant chick.
But listen. So
you really be listening to him, huh? This is like a regular.
No, somebody sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
Niggas know. Niggas send me the right things because I'ma send them.
I'm somebody.
I watch it because I literally, like, regardless of whatever the case may be, women and men. The more I come to watch these shit, the more I come to realize is women and men interpret shit totally differently. Right? He can sit up here and give you the facts that you're asking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you still don't want to hear.
Did you see the one that was arguing, banging against God?
No, I didn't see that one. I didn't watch that
one. She literally said, and not to step on your point, just what you said, it was stream of consciousness. He said, okay, you know how it is in the Bible and what God dictated, and so you're saying God is wrong. Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Dead ass.
That don't surprise me.
Dead ass.
And she herself was Christian, I'm assuming?
She did.
Nothing.
She didn't.
Let me. This is gonna.
And
sound
he called funny. Her on that. He said, "You're not being a good Christian."
That's wild about.
Let me say something, yo. Nothing women does surprises me anymore. That's just 100% fact. I'm never surprised about anything a woman may say.
Period. Men surprise me all the time.
We the total opposite because.
How do men surprise you?
We the total opposite. Never surprise me.
Man, I don't need. That's the deeper darker.
When it comes to
just scratch the surface. How do they surprise you? You don't have to get into it.
Well, people don't surprise me, but that's why people in general don't surprise me, but. That's why, like, her saying that, I'm not even... people be thinking I be making shit up when I'm like, yo, I say certain things about, like, my experiences with women. I'm like, yo, I'm not making this shit up. Like, this is... So when like you said, when people call on Kevin Samuels' show and they have these ideas and these thoughts and he's like... I'm like, yo, this is real life. Like, people really act like these people don't exist. Right. Like, they really do.
Surprise.
I'm surprised? Or no. You want to know what was the surprise is?
You had... He stalled you out. What surprise?
I definitely did. Tried to help you, nigga.
Come on now, you was talking all that shit.
Last week you wanted to put us on a fucking hot seat. Now, return the favor.
I would wind up getting to. All right, I'm gonna tell you about something that happened to grind my gears.
Oh hey, yay! Come on,
we're gear grinding now. That's what's up.
a certain somebody decided to walk my dog.
Is it the same person that put the trash up?
Yes. My dog arrived back home. Wow.
With three legs?
No, I'm gonna kill him.
Save ball.
Not with his leash, like, you know, like clipped on, like how he has a ring clip.
Right. Got the D-clip on that thing.
Mm-hmm. Not that way.
First of all, you don't need a leash at dog all the time, so don't be... go ahead.
He did not... no, follow me here.
Walk with her. Walk with her.
Follow me. He did not arrive back home with the leash on him like how it would normally be clipped. Mm-hmm. You know how if you need to tie something real quick and you just, like, loop it around? Like a loose knot or whatever. That was how he arrived. But if you know anything about a dog and a dog's leash, that takes way more effort.
It does. It does. It does. Just to put it on correctly.
Maybe he couldn't figure out how to put it on.
Not helping him.
I ain't say it was. I'm just being
leashes
honest.
Leashes are pretty easy to figure out.
I'm not just being honest. I'm just being honest. I ain't saying it was. He might have said, fuck it. He might have been rushing like, fuck, I'm just tired of shit.
And that,
I'm not shooting bail. I'm not shooting bail. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Just observing and acknowledging. And that upset you. That surprised you.
Because it's like, of all.
Because you're like, why would you do that when you could have done this?
It's just like an unpredictable, like, decision that you would, like, choose to make. Like, I'm not seeing, I can't reconcile any type of logic in it whatsoever. I know that it had to have taken you longer to do that.
Get the fuck out of my head.
It would have made more sense for you not even to leash him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't leash him.
Mm-hmm.
That just would have made more sense to me.
Go.
Nope. No, sir.
When she said it, I'm like, bing.
I'm like, so do you not understand?
I said that surprised me all the time.
Why does that surprise? So that's the caveat of what I'm saying is that logic in a lot of situations when I have conversations with women, it doesn't equate. So it doesn't surprise me when she says some illogical shit like that. Like, I'm just like, oh, okay. And it took me, I would say it took me until about my 30s to really realize, like, yo, people are just off. Or people are just, like, self-centered.
That
really
kind of,
like,
took me aback, though, because usually when God is introduced, you kind of get some get right. She doubled down.
Nah. Niggas be faking the funk, B. Niggas be faking the funk. It was funny. I was listening to How to Rob 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to get Kurt Flame back for robbing God's people. I fucking started dying laughing when I was like, yo, this is funny. This is funnier now.
And fast forward to the lawsuit that happened eventually because of that. Because that was before that happened.
Yeah. So, like, no, yo. Like, I think they call into the show because they think that he knows better. And because even though he may give you advice that you should probably, you know, sometimes you probably should listen to, they still choose not to. So what's the point?
And to keep it all the way funky, he's not always right.
No, I didn't say that.
He's not always right.
Unless you give him ammunition and he proves you right.
If you call up there and just act a total fucking donkey, then you're going to get what you get. He's not always right.
No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, this is what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
To get offended, like I have had a conversation with a couple of different people. And they like, oh, he's offensive. He shouldn't exist. I don't understand. I say, why? Yeah. Why shouldn't he?
Can they answer that? Can they give you a?
Well, they say because people shouldn't. You know, I say, well, why? That's like saying housewives shouldn't exist, or basketball wives shouldn't exist, or like all these reality shows that do. I said they shouldn't exist because it's all perpetuating the same type of bullshit. Yep. I said you can't get mad because motherfuckers are calling in and, you know, giving the man attention, and he's basically giving them, you know, whatever the keys to the city they asked for. Right. I said, in a lot of these clips, now the one clip was fucking funny. It was petty as shit when he said the chick was basically built like an NFL running back. That shit was
she
fucking
not
hilarious.
If you saw those dimensions on paper,
I'm not disputing.
Where do you go?
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying it was funny
I was asking y'all.
You did that. We talked about this.
I'm not tussling with those dimensions on paper. I'm just shooting that person. I'm 49. I don't have the stamina to just bang out with somebody.
But it doesn't
like that.
So see what you're arguing.
Come on.
What you feel
right
based on what the facts are.
Right.
The facts are he was saying your dimensions resemble an NFL running back.
NFL running back. And he wasn't a running back.
He was not wrong. He was not wrong on that.
Look up Emmitt Smith's dimensions.
He wasn't wrong. Look at my dimensions.
Compare them to hers.
You asked them about me. You asked me. I said, yo, I'm 5'9", 230. As a man, though, and that works out
religiously.
In full transparency, you're 30 pounds heavier than I am, and we don't look anywhere remotely alike. You know,
time.
That's no shot at you. I'm just saying. That's a shot at you. I'm just saying. Nigga been working.
But then, nigga, we didn't look the fuck good then.
I didn't say you did look good. I said
we led with you look good.
My breasts don't look like your breasts.
They we shouldn't. Not,
your breasts is made of fat.
Good
my
Lord,
breasts is made
they
of muscle.
Should not.
They're not supposed to look the same. I don't like niggas should not have man boobs.
All right. Well, he can't lactate.
I definitely can't.
Now, yeah,
your
yeah.
boobs are also cherished. Mine are not. My right. pecs are not.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck about my pecs. They love
anybody,
your titties.
If anybody wants to pay for my nipple piercings,
niggas, this is what we doing.
Wait, what?
We're not soliciting. Fucking. How did we get here? How do we get here?
Time.
How do we fucking get here? Going back, but yo, you got to understand, yo, sometimes I just feel like people are glutton for punishment. And like, that's like, yo, they literally call on there to ask questions they know the fucking answer to. I had an example of that when I said your young lady pulled me up in fucking Walmart and you knew all the answers. And I told you, I didn't tell you, but you, because it came from me,
mm-hmm.
I'm a complete fucking stranger because I don't know you.
Right.
I don't know you. I don't know your background, this and the third. You place more... You know,
value
mm-hmm. and stock in what I'm saying because I'm like, yo, this is me coming from a. I don't know you,
right? Mm-hmm.
So I had no reason to lie to you. I had no reason to whatever the case may be. I don't know yo either.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I'm taking the time to answer questions that you know the answer to.
True.
Same thing he doing. He taking time to answer questions that they know the answer to. You know, if you're a fucked up person or you're a shitty person or if you got shitty morals and values, and you're calling this man with this bullshit story like you don't know any better and he's just exposing you. I can't get mad for somebody exposing somebody that wants to be exposed.
A lot of these women secretly love Kevin Samuels and they just don't want to be on that side of the fence. Also, I think a lot of the women that hate Kevin Samuels are Mona Scott fans.
That could be fair. That could be fair.
I
can see
leave
that.
That shit right the fuck there.
Listen.
If you pick up on what I'm putting down.
I agree.
I'm not saying. So it was funny. Last part. One of my friends sent me a video, and it was a video that basically the woman was saying, she was like, "Why do y'all think? Cause y'all got good pussy that a man should buy y'all shit." Listen to there. She's like, "Don't you think that man got good?
Fair question.
Don't you think that man got good dick too?
Fair question.
Don't you? So can he call you and say, "Hey, I need X, Y, Z, A, B, and C"? Nah. He says, "So don't be mad when men start treating you with the same energy."
Fair question.
Is that not fair?
I'm sorry. You guys think that we want equality?
You want good dick?
What he's saying is, why do you think because you got good vagina, that's right. automatically equal
yeah.
to something?
Because it all boils down to that. Your personality, nobody gives a fuck about that. It all comes down to what's the pussy like? What's the dick like? Because y'all will kill a motherfucker that got bad dick.
But they're not the same. Good pussy is way better than good dick. It's way better.
According to you.
But that doesn't change the fact
that good pussy is worthless without good dick. Because what you going to do with it? You just going to sit rabbit all day? At some point, battery's going to go away and yada, yada, yada. You going to want some dick.
I mean, good pussy is good.
And this is what proves.
This is the thing.
Nah, not really, because this is what blows that out the water.
Mm-hmm.
This is what blows out the water. There are many good women, many learned women, that will stall a bum-ass nigga out because they got good dick.
That's fair.
Prove me
wrong. They will stall. What do you mean?
I mean, they'll keep them around. Because.
What do I mean? Look out the window.
Yeah. No. I want to be clear. I actually don't understand.
I got you. What he's saying is there are women that know better
mm-hmm.
that will still fuck
that
with a dude that can do better, but will fuck with a dude because the sex is good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And keep them around.
Right.
For an extended time.
And we'll deal with the bullshit that goes with keeping that nigga around.
Okay.
Point I'm making is if I feel like if you're a man and you be holding it down, you doing what you're supposed to do and you satisfying, you should be able to the same way she wanna call you up and say, yo, I need $500 for this, that, and you should be able to do the same thing in her ass. And most of the time that is the case. Some of the time that is the case. That if you really shit.
Why?
They dealing that's yo.
Why is it no?
I think you're
why is it off no, but why is it off the rip no?
she's lying.
Because I'm a
for her female counterparts. Not saying you. Her I'm not saying you.
No, I think
because,
she buys in.
Because I'm a pussy supremacist and believe in pussy power. Ergo.
Y'all pussy ain't shit without some dick.
Ergo.
Take all the dick away. Y'all pussy could be made of platinum and fucking cum, fucking liquid gold. Nobody would give a fuck because what you going to do with it? What you going to do with it?
They going to eat each other out.
That's going to get old after a while.
I mean, they gonna scissor, that. And
that's gonna get old after a while. Y'all gonna want that dick, and I mean, what's gonna happen know. Is you're gonna go. Exactly sure, yeah, the cucumber's gonna get out. Y'all gonna want that throb. Y'all gonna want that thrust. Y'all gonna want them veins. Y'all gonna everybody want that nut.
I mean, everybody doesn't want that,
but most of y'all do.
You do.
I mean, I absolutely do.
Time. Time.
We know you, nigga. You.
I absolutely do.
And there's a lot of women that's absolutely like you. That's it. You know what? I'm going to need the real thing. All this fucking polyurethane and plastic ain't going to fucking do it.
I mean, but that don't mean that I'm giving niggas money for
that's
it.
You, though.
That's but you.
Yo, listen.
Again, we keep saying you're an anomaly.
No, she's not an anomaly. She's just cheap.
In this regard, I'm not an anomaly.
She's fucking cheap.
Because think about how many men pay for sex workers or any
it's common though
any type of sex mm-hmm. work mm-hmm. versus how many women actually are willing
I think
to
you
pay
know you know what okay and point counterpoint we're paying you to go the fuck
my
away
my point is real though
our point my point is real we're paying you to fucking go away you guys at your core you want somebody to stay
a lot of women pay men to stay instead of going away.
Listen, I'm an advocate of paying for sex work. Mm-hmm. If I had a certain amount of money, mm-hmm. I would definitely pay.
You don't need a certain amount of money.
It's a transaction. I mean, no, I don't.
It's a transaction. No,
what I'm saying is that I'm in
there's a service
with
rendered.
Me that I'm looking for a specific service. So yeah, I'm not. So
not a problem.
While you're saying that you're paying for them to go away, in my case, I would say that I'm not paying for the person to go away. I am actually looking for a specific set of skills
and then
and
go
I
away.
Am willing to pay for
and then go away.
I mean, I don't know. I could continue to pay to keep them. I look forward to the day where I have enough extensive amount of money where I don't even care that I'm giving it to them.
So you want a slave?
Well, yes.
A sex slave. That's basically what she wants. She want a butler she can fuck. Is that equivalent?
Yes. I don't think I need to say any more today because yes.
Again, you're an anomaly.
I ain't mad at you. But I'll speak from a male standpoint in my experiences in my earlier life. Definitely, there are women that are willing to pay to keep you around.
Yeah.
And definitely willing to for their companionship. I'm just saying. So I definitely think men should start charging for their penis, period. Like, yo, I need X, Y, and Z. I'm not saying that it's not men that don't capitalize off of the fact that they
yeah,
know they can lay it down. Yeah, no, I'm not saying, but I think we should be more adamant about it. Men, take your fucking power back.
And we should be more public about it.
Facts.
Because women are not, they don't
we don't be exposing y'all. Y'all like to expose us.
I would like to see how this goes.
Well, men, but that's not in men's nature. That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, bitch ass niggas do shit. Feminine motherfuckers do that shit. They expose women. Like that August Alsina shit, I didn't rock with that.
That's mm-hmm. that Kyle
I didn't rock with
shit.
That. Like, yeah. Nah, nigga, you knew what it was. Like, don't do that. That's bitch ass shit to me.
Yeah.
So
same way you found her old ass, you find another cool
but
ass.
But I do find it funny because even, I mean, I'm saying like very specific to me, yes, I would be willing to pay a man for sex, but I would not be willing to pay for a man's dinner versus many men would be willing to directly pay for a dinner, but they're not willing to directly pay for sex from a woman.
Well, because
like,
we look at it the
like,
same.
Like, that's the part that's more taboo, which is very interesting.
We look at it the
like,
same.
I don't.
What kind of men? That's yeah, that's weird.
We look at it the same.
Well, I
no, there are not too many like it's still frowned upon or considered like shameful for a guy to pay for sex work.
Nah, it's a lot of niggas in the strip club that pay for sex.
Yeah.
No, they're not paying for sex. They're
no,
paying,
I'm saying there's a lot of niggas after the club that pay for sex from the strippers in the strip club.
Contrary to popular belief, there is sex in the champagne room.
Absolutely, there is. But even with that, we're saying the caveat is that they first have to be entertained and enticed. And then we agree to that. But by and large, well, yeah, I'm saying like that's the dance. And that's mm-hmm. what, societally speaking, that's what we have agreed to, that is okay. Mm-hmm. That you can pay for everything that leads up to sex, even though what you actually want is just the sex. So men definitely have no issue.
Wait. If there's no currency in your utopia, how do you pay for dinner?
How do you pay for dinner?
Uh-huh.
Dinner doesn't need to be paid for. I'm one step ahead of you with these questions. No, okay. How does
okay, so who's preparing it? They just doing it out of the kindness of their heart and they ain't getting no pussy
at it? I don't think that you understand how technology works.
No, I explain it to me. Right now.
That will definitely be a day.
On the next episode.
Well, no, because somebody got to get paid.
No. Y'all say that, though. We'll continue this.
There's a service being rendered.
I understand that, but we got to go. All right? We can't hold our producer up. We got to go.
Time.
All right. So we gonna come back. We're going to continue this. Keep that in mind. So we'll continue. We'll start from here. We'll make this a two-part series. How about that?
It's all right? Good.
It's your human, K-Dot.
Unksy.
And it's your man, Notorious Norm, and I'm paying for sex. Whether it's dinner, whether it's drinks, whether it's directly in your hand. I don't give a fuck. And we out. Peace.
We actually really do love women.
I do. Enough to pay them.
For sex.
And other things.
And to leave.
Nah, I ain't say all that.